Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Just very, very quickly, just want to numb my fishing streak of bad luck is now officially over. It's not a marlin, but the fish, the fishing streak is over. Went to Lake Lanier.
Hey, you got a marlin in Lake Lanier?
Well, no, it wasn't really a marlin, but at least there are signs there that I can catch fish.
So something did bite.
So now's more general. It's catching fish rather than catching a marlin.
It's I have a long history of going fishing and not being able to catch anything, and marlin is really the goal. Mm-hmm. But at least this weekend, we took the kids for Memorial Day up to Lake Lanier and went out there for 4 hours. Not a bite the first 2 hours. And I'm like, let's just get out of here. I don't want to do this again. Now I'm wasting the kids' time, too. Finally, 4 fish in the last 2 hours.
Yay!
What kind of fish?
Sunbabies. Marlin next. The fish I caught this weekend were bass, I think.
Probably.
I didn't care, man. I didn't even think to ask the dude. I just know that I caught something. And I've got this terrible, terrible history of not being able to catch fish, so it's done now. At least that curse is over. Sweet. We were 2 hours into the fishing trip, and I did say to Stacey, I'm like, did you bring any bananas here today? And she said yes, and the captain of the ship literally went, are you serious?
So that is a real thing.
It is an absolute real thing. He said if we go another hour and we don't catch anything, then we'll go ahead and we'll throw the bananas out over the boat.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
it's very real.
But I'm fascinated that you're so beat down that you are now satisfied with a bass.
Yeah, man.
You'd be happy with a guppy, a trout, a few minnow, and a net.
They don't have marlin where I went fishing, but at least it's a sign.
It is good. It is good.
It's a sign that the streak could be over, okay?
Yes.
The Burt Show.
So I think my bad travel karma has been confirmed because after we left, we all were trying to leave Los Angeles to go our separate ways, I had a harder time getting out of town than the rest of you. We had talked about my bad travel karma because on a flight back from Florida, was it a month or two ago, I had like 3 pukers around me on the flight.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Literally 3 people puking all around you on
correct.
One flight.
Correct.
Was it just a really turbulent flight?
Yes.
Okay.
The flight from hell. And then on the way out to Los Angeles, I told you about how I was stuck on the runway in the plane because the pilots were actually in another plane in Jacksonville trying to get to Atlanta. So our pilots weren't even there. So we talked about how my travel karma and the things that happen around me during travel are just bizarre. Well, I have another story to add to this.
Aww.
So we all were in Los Angeles for American Idol. Great experience. We're there. Fun. You. Then we're all leaving. And my plans were to drive to Las Vegas because I decided to drive because I had never really explored that part of the country. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be neat. I got plenty of time. I don't have any rush. And I'll just drive from LA to Vegas, make that drive, see it once. Done.
And you don't like flying anyway.
And I don't like flying anyway. And so I was had booked my flight back to Atlanta from Las Vegas over the weekend because I was meeting Katie in Vegas. Okay. So I had, when I made my plane reservations, I had also made my car reservation. So with a certain company who I will never use again, I had called ahead and I had made a reservation for a car from LA to Vegas because most car companies make you go from airport to airport when they rent a car one way. And this company I used because they did not force you to have to go. I didn't have to go to LAX to pick up this car. I could just pick it up one of the offices that was near our hotel in downtown Los Angeles. So I had
a legitimate big company or
legitimate
was it like
big company that everybody's heard of before.
Bucket Rentals or something like
somebody,
that.
It's a national company everybody's heard of. And so
are you avoiding saying the name because you think we'll be in trouble if we do that?
I don't know. I mean, I can go ahead
this
and say
this ain't the Clark Howard Show. You say that name, Melissa. You own your disappointment.
I will never use Avis again. So I had, Avis was the only company that would allow me not to have to go to LAX, which, I mean, why am I going to LAX when I might as well just take the plane? So I went to I had the confirmation number. They had even sent me a reminder email like a couple days before. Don't forget, this is when you're at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, you're picking up your car, taking it to Las Vegas, dropping it off at one of the hotels near my hotel, and everything's going to be great. Perfect. Got my confirmation over. Everything's great.
Excited. Ready to see a new part
excited,
of the country.
Right. So I have my luggage. I'm ready. I get up early on Thursday morning, and then I go to the Avis office right there in downtown Los Angeles, and I walked in. Melissa Carter, I've got my, here's my confirmation number. I'm ready for my car. And he said, we don't have any cars left.
Oh.
None.
And I said, what do you mean you don't have any cars left? He said, we just, it's a holiday weekend. We don't have any cars left. And I said, but I have my confirmation.
This is a Seinfeld episode. You know this, right?
Anyway.
A reservation.
Said, is it really?
Having a reservation.
This is a true Seinfeld episode.
You know what? This is my life. So I have a reservation for a car here. And what's the point in a reservation if I can't have a car? So he called one other Avis. All he helped me with was one other Avis. Do you got a car? No. Okay, thanks. He said, I'm sorry. You just are going to have to sit and wait for somebody else to check their car back in.
What?
And I said, well, what time is that going to be? And he said, I have no idea. And then went back to reading whatever he was reading.
No way. He's just
and I
rude.
Said, I am stuck in downtown LA with my luggage in tow. And I said, will you call me a cab at least? And so he said, sure. So I go out on the curb. There was chairs outside, and I thought, I'm going to cuss this guy out if I stay in here. So I go outside, and I sit waiting on a cab. Five cabs pass by, and I turn to look at him in the glass window, and I kind of shrug my shoulders like, and he just shrugged his shoulders back at me. I know he didn't call me a cab.
Mm-hmm.
So I start walking down the street. Because in Los Angeles, unfortunately, Los Angeles is probably very much like Atlanta trying to find a cab. I mean, it's just not like New York.
Right.
If you've ever been to New York, the majority of the cars on the street, it's no problem. Los Angeles, it's a little difficult to find a cab.
Everything's a little bit more spread out.
Yes.
Right.
It's very much like Atlanta. Everything is spread out. You have to have a car to get everywhere. So I am walking up the sidewalk in downtown Los Angeles with my luggage without a way to Vegas. And so
you must have been steamed.
Livid. So I called Katie, let her know. I said, I'm just walking down the street trying to find a cab. So I finally see this line of cabs, because at our hotel is the same thing. A lot of hotels have the cabbies park nearby. If the hotel needs it, then they'll whistle for the cab to come over, and the cabs just know the hotel will always have guests ready. So I'm walking to, in the distance, I see a line of cabs, and I think, well, I don't know what hotel this is, but I'm going to go. And then fortunately, I see this one cabbie figured out she's in need of help.
So, what gave it away, cabbie?
Yep, what gave it away? My big old luggage I'm hauling up downtown LA at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And so he picked me up. He offered to take me to Vegas for $700.
Oh,
said, no, thank you.
Oh boy. So you're like, I don't hate to fly that much.
Right. So I said, take me to LAX. And so I went to LAX. And fortunately, and I want to thank Burt Show listeners, because I had tweeted all this angry as hell. Mm-hmm. And I had Burt Show listeners actually look up flights for me, which was very
cool.
Sweet. And tweeted them back to me. And all the people that suggested Southwest, because that's the big hub airline over there, had plenty of flights to Vegas. And so I went to the airport, went up to the Southwest desk. I said, I'm here to buy a ticket. You got something for Vegas? She said, I got something in 40 minutes, and you'll make it in plenty of time.
Get out of here.
So she took my bag.
What was your charge for the last minute ticket?
It was about the same as it would have been for the rental car. It was not that expensive.
That's awesome.
Southwest has so many flights there. And so she said, your bag's going to be fine. She did late check-in, had somebody walk the bag to the gate. I got to the gate. Literally, when I got to the gate, they were boarding, got on the plane, and went and took the hour flight to Vegas.
Wow, really?
Yes.
No pills.
So,
and
no
Vegas.
No,
pills.
Honey, I have my pills with me at all times.
You do.
She started, she started gnawing on a Xanax in the Avis building when she was talking to that dude.
I said, do you have flights available? And as soon as I gave her my credit card, I popped the pill.
Yes. You know, I can tell you this now because you've landed and all, but that Vegas runway traditionally is one of the bumpiest to land on
because
of the way the heat comes off the desert when you land in Vegas.
Was bumpy.
Of course it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you poor thing.
But you got there.
I got there early, so that was the one good thing, but I will never use Avis again.
No, of course you should.
And the thing is that I know the strongly worded letter, but basically my argument to Avis is just please advertise first come, first serve. Just tell people what you're about.
Well, I think it's with the...
Just tell people what you're about.
Or warn you. On the day that you're supposed to pick up, if you don't have any cars available, somebody should call and say,
yes.
I just got to tell you, in 2 hours you're supposed to be here. We got nada.
I'd say just forget the reservation thing. Just first come, first serve. And then there would have been no problem.
Well, don't you think the bigger problem, too, is because the first come, first serve, the reservation thing at rental car booths, is it? I mean, that's a long – it was – that exact situation is – a Seinfeld episode with Jerry standing in front of there going,
I have but a reservation.
It's a reservation if I don't have, what are you reserving? If I, Jerry Seinfeld. So everybody thinks they can do Jerry Seinfeld. But the attitude of the employee.
Whose name like, I did get, yes.
They need to train those people like when it can, you know, when you step up to that desk.
Well, he should have called. He should have at least made more of an effort. He could have called other rental companies.
Yes.
Yeah. Said, you know, I will call Budget. I will
or
call
said,
Enterprise.
I, am so
I will call.
Sorry.
And I'm so sorry. And this is why. But no, he was so. He almost blamed me. Like, well, basically, I should have expected it because it's Memorial Day.
Right. And just gave you a toot about it. That sucks. That
and didn't sucks. Call me a taxi, even though he's pretending like he did. I mean, it just. I was so livid. But I made it to Vegas. But yes, I just. And I thought, I do have bad travel karma.
You do.
I do. I just do. Horrible.
The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
All right, later on the show today, we are going to have American Idol runner-up, Crystal Bauer Sox.
Mm-hmm. Mama Sox.
Mama Sox is going to join us, right? And we recorded this yesterday. I'm just going to tell you somewhere that the day of the American Idol performance show, professionally, the biggest day of her life. I mean, right. She has a child, so I don't think you can say biggest day of her life. But professionally, certainly the biggest day of her life. Boyfriend breaks up with her that afternoon. Just says, I can't handle it. The stress is too hard. I can't do this. I can't do it.
So he didn't like the publicity of it, right? The public life. He didn't want that.
He didn't want
that. Too much press and publicity.
So you'll hear Melissa in the interview later on go, well, couldn't he wait one more day?
One more day.
That's all it would have taken, right? So here's my question for you guys listening, and I know sometimes it's tough to get the phone started this early. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. What is the worst timing breakup you have ever experienced? Because that one is really pretty selfish
that's
right there.
Bad. Yes.
Right, 1-877-588-BERT, most inappropriately timed breakup. Now, I could think of like off the top of my head, funeral. You're heading to a funeral of a friend or a family member. Mm-hmm. He or she bails because they just can't take it.
Right.
Would leaving someone at the altar count?
Oh, yeah. That's a bad time.
That's bad timing.
Great timing when grandma's sitting in the front row.
Right.
No, yeah. Pretty bad. I mean, there are a million potentially of these.
Like if you have a special event and you break up the day of the event, like how are you supposed to find another date?
This is like
at least wait until it's over.
This is one of the biggest days of your life. But he or she could not wait that extra 24 hours.
Right.
Graduation.
Valentine's Day.
That's
birth of a child.
Valentine's Day.
Christmas morning.
Birthday.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Santa came.
And my boyfriend left.
I told you guys, I've done the Valentine's Day one.
Oh,
that, loser.
Yeah, I've done that one. It was over dinner. It wasn't planned or anything like that. But I just couldn't take it anymore. And I think we both realized it. And it was over on Valentine's night. So we're asking you guys the most inappropriately timed breakup based on this Crystal Bauer socks, man. Mm-hmm. On the night of the performance show on American Idol, biggest professional night of her life, dude breaks up with her.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait 24 hours. Rebecca, good morning. You were on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
Good. So my inappropriate breakup was after he made love to me.
Right after?
Oh, my God.
Wait, yeah. What?
Oh, dear Lord. I mean, after the first time?
No, we were married.
Oops.
Oh, no.
So you guys get busy, and then he says, I want a divorce?
He went to the restroom and came and told me, yeah.
So he came back out of the bathroom, and he's just like, I got to say, I'm just not feeling this anymore?
Yeah, he said, it's over.
Okay. Wow.
Whoa. Just had to get in that one last time.
Yeah, he knew it was the last time she didn't.
Yeah. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good now.
What's up?
She told me she wanted a divorce on our six-year anniversary.
Oh, honey.
Really?
During dinner, yeah.
How long had y'all been together before you were married?
2 years.
Okay.
So now, so did you have like a big old present, big old like pomp and circumstance kind of night planned, and then she lowers the boom at dinner or what?
Oh, yeah. Like roses. Yeah. Everything.
Again, she could have waited.
One day.
Could you wait like 12 hours?
Yeah. Come on. See, we've talked about this on the show before, though. Would you rather... If you were the person that was about to be broken up with, would you rather continue on the charade for another 24 hours, or would you just rather get it out of the way?
Well, I think that you can wait 24 hours because you know the date then. Oh, you know what? I got dumped on my anniversary. I got dumped on Christmas. But if it's the day after.
Well, 24 hours, you're like, the day after. Oh, today would have been my 6th anniversary, and that means tomorrow is the day. Like,
wait a week.
Yeah, rip it off all at once.
You think?
Maybe.
Really? No. But I wouldn't remember the date if it was not on a special occasion.
Well, I had a friend propose to his girlfriend on April Fool's Day, which gave him an out for the entire relationship. and he used it.
Did he really?
No way.
I'm guessing that Sandra Bullock would have preferred for Jesse James to rip off the Band-Aid before the Oscar speech, you know, or probably before the Golden Globes speech or whatever.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, I broke up with my girlfriend on the day of a funeral of one of her family members, which was also Valentine's Day.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, now, was this kind of a spiteful breakup? Like, did she cheat on you with, like, a brother or something?
No, it was, we were only a few months into the relationship, and it hadn't been working for me, but I was trying to make it work, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Couldn't you wait a day?
Yeah, why not one more day, man?
One more day.
We weren't going to see each other because she had this funeral to go to, and then she showed up unexpectedly at my apartment and was just being all dramatic about some other stuff.
And you're like, I just can't take it. Not one more second with this woman.
You're being so dramatic about a death of a family member.
God, really? Come on, you're such a drama queen.
Come on.
So irritating.
So sensitive. What is wrong with you?
Hey, Joe, Crystal Bowersox from American Idol was telling us yesterday that her boyfriend broke up with her the day of the American Idol performance show, which is like the worst timed breakup ever.
Yeah.
You got one?
How about you?
Christmas Eve, leaving the hospital the day my aunt died, I got broken up with.
She broke up with you? Yeah,
that's messed up.
Like,
sorry.
The only thing I could think of is that the relationship is so bad and it's such a spiteful breakup at that point that they just can't wait, you know?
Well, you know, up until that point, you know, to me everything seemed fine. You know, we've been together for 2 years, you know. After that, you know, she didn't go to that funeral. You know, her mom did and just came and apologized to my family and everything. So kind of caught me off guard. And, you know, like you said, the timing is pretty terrible.
Yeah,
you poor thing.
I do. We're really starting.
Yeah, and he remembers it because it was, I mean, Christmas Eve and that. No. Mm-hmm.
You don't
wrong.
Forget that.
Mm-mm.
Kyle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, what's going on, Burt?
You tell us, man.
Me and my ex, about 3 years ago, we decided we were going to buy a house. Well, I decided I was going to buy a house. She bought the house, and the day I signed the papers, she broke up with me.
Oh, dude.
Oh, for a house?
Yeah.
That's shady.
That is jacked up.
That is jacked up.
You obviously shouldn't have gone with the standard split-level ranch and gotten something a little fancier.
I know I should have gone with the two-story. That was my fault.
Because then that house is always a reminder of
totally.
Her. Jerk.
Wendy's mad for you.
Wendy's like, I'm going to cuss, but I can't.
I know.
877-588-BERT. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My ex-boyfriend broke up with me while I was in the hospital having surgery for cancer.
Oh my God.
Like during surgery? Like he woke you up?
No, it was right afterwards.
Oh, come on.
Were you guys... Well, there's
Happy
nothing.
Happy recovery.
I got nothing there.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, how long were y'all dating?
Get well soon.
On and off for 2.5 years.
Oh, wow, man, that is jacked up. See, that's a long time. Do you guys, I'll go back here. Do you guys remember Party of Five?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Remember, Charlie came down with cancer, and he had just started dating this girl. Like, they were only 2 weeks into the relationship, and they're in the relationship 2-3 weeks. And he comes to her, and he tells her what's going on, and she breaks up with him on the spot.
Same.
She's like, I don't even know you very well. I didn't sign up for this. I can't commit.
Still 2 or 3 weeks. Somebody panics and runs, but
two years?
Ago, yeah.
But yeah, Party of Five. I appreciate that.
Thanks. Do you even know what that is, Wendy?
I know the show, yes.
Okay. Lynn, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Mistimed breakups.
About 3-4 weeks ago, I found out my best friend passed away, and 30 minutes later, I was served with divorce papers.
Oh my God.
Super day.
Oh, you need to write a country song.
Hey, The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
At Crystal Bauer Socks, ma'am.
Mama Socks.
This is like the worst timed breakup ever. Ever. Mm. I didn't even know the story until Jeff told us before we had her on yesterday.
Of course, she was one of the runners up on, or she was the runner up on American Idol this season.
And she did an interview right after she was crowned runner up where she said, yeah, everything was cool until the morning of. I was having breakfast with my boyfriend. He dumped me.
Dude.
The morning of the performance show.
She
didn't say a word about it during the performance show. She didn't say a word about it in the finale show. And it was an interview the morning after the finale show where she was like, yep, I got dumped.
So she talks to us about that. I tried to get her to admit that she did a better job than Lee did on the performance show. But she wouldn't budge on that. But it was so clearly obvious. But she's a sweetheart. Here's Crystal Bauer Socks, the American Idol runner-up.
The Peaceful Valley. Oh.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hey. How are you today?
Pretty
Mama
good.
Socks, you are on The Burt Show right now in Atlanta.
Awesome. Hi, Atlanta. Hi, Burt.
Hey, what's
There's
going down?
Jen, Melissa, and Wendy, too, right?
You got
all right,
on here,
all
man.
Right.
Everybody's here.
That's cool.
Nice.
So does this feel sort of like the calm after the storm for you now, or is it just as hectic this week as it was last week?
You know, strangely, Wednesday night before the results was like, that was my calm. I don't know why, but that was my calm. And, you know, now I'm just really looking forward to the future and everything that holds.
Oh, we're not done with the past yet.
We are not done with the past yet.
Interesting rumor about the performance night.
Yeah, we heard the rumor. I think it was Jeff that actually told the rumor about you and your boyfriend breaking up.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, that's crappy timing. That might be
it's okay. I mean, it wasn't like a bad breakup or anything. It was a mutual decision. You know, we're close friends, and he's been my steady rock through the whole thing. He's been amazing, and you know, it's just some things about the attention that he doesn't like, and I completely respect that. And you know, we're gonna be fine. We're still friends. We're talking all the time.
But could he have waited a day?
Yeah, I know. I told him the timing was bad, but I'm not mad. It's okay.
It's funny that the Rock, like,
yeah,
the morning.
Dude,
up,
really?
Man.
Right well, now?
You know, honestly, I mean, it was kind of. I mean, I wouldn't say it was perfect because clearly it's better than, you know, if it didn't happen. But at the same time, I just channeled that in right into the performance, and I feel like I did a good job.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, really did.
Nailed it.
I know you're never ever going to be able to say this, so just listen in for a second.
Okay.
You whooped his ass on performance night, man. I know
you won't hear it from my lips.
I know, and I know you can't say that, but it was so.
I can say anything I want, but I won't.
So you do not think that you really like had a much better night that night than he did?
You know, I don't think it's about that. I think Lee has worked really, really hard for this, and he deserves every minute of it. You know, every performance I do, I just go out there and give it my all, and he does the same thing, you know? We have off nights, we have good nights and bad nights, but, you know, I'm really proud of him.
I think my favorite performance from the entire season of Idol is you with Alanis Morissette at that finale. That was unbelievable. Tell us how that felt.
That was a lot of fun. I met her before the show, and we didn't talk too much, but we showed up wearing the same thing. I thought it was hilarious. But we both had, like, knee-high black boots and black jeans and a little black jacket, and we're just like, hi. And then we sang, and that's really where we communicated. But she's great. She's been a hero of mine for a long time.
I want to know the exact moments that they announced that Lee won it. I mean, you're on stage there, and Ryan is doing that pregnant pause.
Yeah.
And then your name is not announced. Are you shocked? Are you immediately disappointed? What's going through your head?
No, because I don't know why, but earlier in the day, I just had a feeling, you know, I knew Lee was going to win, and I was fine with that. I mean, I feel like maybe my fans were let down, but at the same time, it's like, we're both going to have great, successful careers. And as soon as Lee's name was called, I was just excited for him. I mean, I started clapping and crying for him. I really feel like I'm an empathetic person, and I could feel everything he was feeling. I looked up at the confetti, and it was my moment too. I know it was focused on Lee, but I really felt like I had that moment as well.
Do you think somehow, some way that he's more marketable, like on a more like mainstream level, and that's why he won this thing?
I don't know if that's why he won, but I think, you know, definitely Lee, you know, he appeals to, you know, he appeals to older women, young women, and, you know, like not just women, but he's a rock guy. You know, he is marketable. But it's not to say that I'm not.
Do you think that not winning American Idol is actually maybe taking some pressure off of you and is going to allow you to be more creative on your album and really create your own thing without as much pressure from the higher ups?
Well, I mean, number one spot doesn't mean you have any less freedom. You know, so both of us are going to be able to do exactly what we want and put out an album that we're proud of.
We were lucky to be in the audience during that final performance for you and Lee. And I know that I'm curious about the song that you sang that would have been the release single had you won. And is that going to be released?
It is being released.
Fantastic.
Up to the Mountain will be released, and you can get it on iTunes and hopefully hear it on the radio.
It was fantastic. All three songs that you did. I told these guys when we were in L.A., the three songs that you did on performance night, the first one, you made me smile. The second one, you gave me goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
those are much bigger than the goosebumps.
Don't make fun of my dyslexia. And on the third one, you just made me tear up. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And
that's the point of music, is to move you.
Is your song a cover song?
The single that's being released?
The single, yeah.
Yeah, that's a cover song. That's a Patty Griffin tune. I don't think she wrote it, but her version of it is my favorite.
Okay.
So now what happens here? Now you go into a studio and you write your own stuff. Do you have people writing songs for you? I just sort of feel like this is a machine that's almost like taking you over right now.
No. Nobody. I am untamable. ideally, I'd like to put out an album that is, you know, all my original material. But I'm open to working with co-writers and I've got access to the best people in the industry. I'm not gonna, you know, take that for granted.
You're still sort of, I think, earning quote unquote street cred in the music industry. So do you really have like final say what goes on your album, or do you have a whole bunch of people telling you what's going on the album?
I mean, no, we're all working together. I mean, it's a bunch of ideas that come together and I'm not going to release anything that I'm not proud of. So, it's a collaborative thing. You know, I write songs, we'll use some of mine, you know, we'll do some co-writing, we'll do, it's going to be a process, but I'm really excited about, I think it's the end of September, maybe end of the year, it'll be released and it'll be good.
Crystal, did you by chance get to see the viral video of the woman who says her life is over
because
you did not win American Idol?
Poor, oh, I feel for her. I'm so sorry for her.
I told you.
I had no idea that people were that, moved or upset by the results.
Pretty fascinating. Yeah, she is way into you.
Is this
a girl that's going to get...
I was actually thinking about paying her a visit.
Yeah,
I think give her a hug. That lady needs a hug.
Apparently, you need to do it quickly, apparently. Very quickly.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's it's humorous, but at the same time, I feel for her.
It's a little scary, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Crystal, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck with all the success, and I'm sure we'll see you in Atlanta soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Melissa Carter, explain to us what the commencement speeches are that we do every year.
Yeah, we know it's graduation time, and we all have our own philosophies of life, and we all have our own advice to give. So, of course, every year we come up with our own commencement speeches as if we're standing in front of a high school class or a college class to give you, you know, our wisdom. And so we've
or in Jeff's case, it was the Rosetta Stone class.
Or the Rosetta Stone right. class. I mean, that's a form of wisdom. Everybody's done their commencement speeches except Bert, and Bert is today.
It's time, man. I mean, Wyclef went, so it was definitely my turn.
Yes.
All right, so again, like Melissa said, this is like my perspective was in front of a high school class.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right, when I think of high school or college graduation, it always makes me think what it's going to be like for me when my kids are sitting out where you are someday. That's why each year a commencement speech allows me to do an emotional inventory and make sure I'm sharing the lessons that life has taught me with my sons. And I can't think of any more credible advice to give you than the advice that I have written down for my own children. So like every year, some of these are just superficial thoughts. Some are creeds in which I try and live. Others are goals or ideas I've never been able to accomplish. Others are dreams I never even thought about till I started writing these wish lists for Hayden and Hollis. So let's start. Set your standards high and struggle with reaching those standards. Doing what's right is hard and takes way more effort. But if you try and handle each situation cleanly, with integrity, even when you don't succeed, you succeed. You're the only person in the world you can't BS. There's really nothing more important than being true and honest to yourself. Learn how to dance. I look back at all the times your mother wanted to dance with me, but I was too self-conscious. There are few things more beautiful and intimate than slow dancing with a woman, so be good at it. Which leads me to this. Being cool is overrated. You have no idea how much fun stuff you're going to miss out on when you're trying to be cool. Learn to win and lose with equal grace. Be strong in your opinions, but not so much that you're closed to the possibility that you can't be swayed. Choose to lead or choose to follow. There can be honor in either, but handle both with integrity. You'll never feel more connected with nature than when you're sitting on a surfboard outside the break at sunset. Jen, yeah. I knew you'd understand that. Amen, sister. Opening a door for a woman never goes out of style. Screaming rarely accomplishes anything. Do not be afraid to show people you're flawed. I found that those that appear to have the shiniest polish publicly, privately have the biggest messes. Any decision based on ego is always the wrong decision. Showing up is not enough. Showing up and sincerely trying is everything. Demand and embrace change. You constantly have to challenge yourself, even though life wants to pull you into the routine. Laugh through mistakes. Travel to places in which you can clearly see stars in the sky. You have no idea how small you are until you're looking clearly at the Milky Way without a telescope. In business, trust your gut. You'll have doubters, fail or succeed on your own terms. Learn to ask for what you're worth, but once you get it, continue to earn it. There is very little that is more valuable than the gift of your trust. Be vigilant about who you give it to, but when you commit, give with all your heart. It's only then that you'll truly be able to accept and give unconditional love. And I conclude these the same way every year. Learn to unconditionally accept yourself. Learn to love your imperfections. Learn to accept how great you are, how bad you are, how funny you are, how serious you are, how insecure you are, how brave you are. There is nothing in the world more unique and beautiful than you guys. You are originals. And do not devalue yourself by copying any part of any other individual.
Very nice.
There it is, class of 2010. Woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.